The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation had been awarded a $2.5 million Forest Legacy Grant from the federal government to help buy the 14,600-acre Follansbee Pond Tract in the Adirondacks if the state could come up with $13.5 million to complete the purchase. That did not happen, and New York State has lost the federal grant funds. Adirondack Council Legislative Director Scott Laurie says he used the loss of the grant during a hearing on environmental priorities in the New York State budget as an example of the need to add money to the Environmental Protection Fund.
The state's Environmental Protection Fund has been slashed, particularly the open space protection portion of the EPF has been slashed over the last 5 years, and we weren't able to complete the land acquisition projects as fast as we had hoped. And therefore, this grant money had to be returned because it had not been used in the last 3 years. Any money that is added to the open space protection line in the EPF is good. A small increase probably wouldn't have been able to recoup or to make sure that the state had been able to use this federal grant this year, but I think it's a symptom of what's happened with the EPF over the last 5 and 6 years because it's been cut so dramatically that a lot of these projects have been backlogged, and this is the result of that reduction in funding.
The Follansbee Tract is currently owned by the Nature Conservancy, which intends to eventually sell it to the state. Adirondack Chapter Executive Director Mike Carr is not concerned about the loss of the grant funds.
We employ a caretaker there, and we're using it for our scientific research and some of our programmatic work. In the interim, we're paying property taxes and managing the property. The department, Joe Martens, and the department did the right thing in returning the grant. They're free to reapply when the time is right, but they have some other acquisition priorities in front of Follansbee, and the current funding situation within the EPF is such that we put it on the back burner for now. So I do think the department did the right thing. Our priority now is working with the governor and the department, Joe Martens and his people, to move part of the Adirondacks' former Finch land into the forest reserve over the next several years.
Scott Laurie says the Adirondack Council wants the Follansbee Pond land classified wilderness if the state obtains it. Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe says the way the council wants the land surrounding Follansbee Pond used is counter to the federal forest legacy concept, and he's not surprised that the grant was not forthcoming.
I know the Adirondack Council complained that New York State lost the opportunity to use federal forest legacy money to purchase the Follansbee Pond property. If the state just bought the land right around Follansbee Pond, the site of Philosopher's Camp, maybe 2,000 acres, they could leave the rest of it in forest products production. We failed to understand why the state doesn't just follow what's stated in the State Land Master Plan, which specifically says don't buy highly productive forest lands because the forest products industry is so important to the economy of the Adirondacks. The Environmental Protection Fund money should focus on hard environmental problems, which also have an economic component. And what money there is for land acquisition, I think local governments believe it could be used much more wisely than it has been.
New York State will receive federal forest legacy grant funds for conservation easement projects on the Rensselaer Plateau and Mount Lebanon in New Lebanon and Canaan. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.